battery on my phone is a liar. Maybe I need to turn on the, like, percentage number instead of just the battery meter, and that'll give me a better indication. But I'll go from, like, not even being in the red, and it will have not popped up and said, you've got 20% battery left, or any of the warnings. And I'll just be doing something, and it'll be like, oh, fuck this, your phone is dead. And it's weird. It seems like it's not supposed to work that way. Like, it makes it seem broken. Especially when I'm, you know, it's like I'm using the phone, and I'm playing some games and stuff like that. but it'll just kind of, die, and it never really seems like it should. Never really seems like it should be dead. You know, it shows the percentage on the lock screen and stuff, but it's these damned video games. Stop playing video games on the thing you need for communication. It's a bad idea. Get a Game Boy. It's what they're there for. Instead, over the last 7 days, according to this, 44% of my battery life has gone to fucking Tap Tycoon. Compared to 24% for Twitter. 6% for Tumblr. 4% for the App Store. Get a Turbo Express, and I'm just going to start playing Bonk's fucking Adventure. No more mobile games. But it's just so abrupt. And I just plugged my phone in to get it to boot up, and it says it's at 24%. Which has to be fucking impossible. If it was so dead it couldn't turn on at all upon me getting in the car. The fuck's up with that? So join my class action lawsuit about their shifty battery practices. Do it. Pro Guardian.
How did you say?
Kansas.
They've grown together for the past 3 or 4 years. They're
There's some good music. Eight seconds at a time.
Closer to home than a lot of our professional cowboys. Let me tell you this. Don't let that
I'm
fool
a professional
you.
Cowboy.
Because when they ride inside that condiment box, they're like gunslingers. They're going to come try to get your money.
What?
We'll see Jake on the head inside. Troy's going to be on the corner to try to pick up a pair of heels. We just watched that one team, the leadoff team tonight, pick up one hind foot, carry a 5-second penalty. All right. Jake rides in, has his game face on. Troy turns him around in the corner. We watched Troy a lot, the tie down roping. And I can tell you this, they're both great dads. They're both great husbands. When it comes time to rodeo, there's a grizzly bear within them that will come alive, and they love to win.
What?
A competitive spirit comes alive here in just a little while.
Are you
while.
Still talking?
14 and 4 is on top of the leaderboard. I want you to keep score with me because we're about to change it. We're about to get a lot faster.
Scream if you want to go faster.
All right, boys. Head horse is ready, healing horse is ready, steers thrashing around down there in the roping box. This looks like Glennon. They're sick. 10 catches on. Here comes Troy on the corner. Make it happen. No. Ladies and gentlemen, oops. Even the best in the business can have a bad day at the office. Let them know that it is okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you to 1989
okay.
Church of Bennington. Pies and funnel cakes are selling them. Bennington High School dance team, snow cones and cotton candy.
Okay.
And to the Bennington High School National Honor Society, popcorn and 50-50 raffle tickets. You have the winning ticket, you get half the money tonight. We're going to go right now to Gus Kubik and Cole Simons. Here's a pair of Nebraska team ropers. Set to run. Now, they've had a chance to watch a couple teams go out in front of them. And all of our time to get for our...
It's a raffle for half the money
open, team open.
They took
Sometimes
in on the raffle.
Official to be a little farther down the line. They get a chance to watch that
It's a hell of a fucking
line.
Racket.
What I mean by that is how far do they need to see the head of livestock outside the tied event box before they hit the gas pedal on that horse to move them into position and stay away from the barrier. They don't want any penalties.
No,
now, these
not.
Steers, some of them start fast, some of them start slow, and this one's going to get out quick, and he's going to run on. Goodness. He's hooked up on nitrous oxide.
Starting me too.
To shape him. Here comes the heel shot. Not going to work. Dude, that steer got a hemi in him? Wow. 6.7. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to give him a hand, huh?
Yeah. No, they're going to be out with another time today. Yeah. I was talking about the 6-7 Emmy you were
it.
Talking about.
Got
the big
it.
One.
Got
the
it.
Big one. Sorry.
I confused myself, too.
Let's go to Jared McCabe, Trevor Chandler.
It's scary when we both confuse each other. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk to you about Arizona.
Finally.
This is Jared McCabe, Queen Creek, Arizona. Trevor Chandler, Mesa, Arizona. Ladies and gentlemen, keep your eyes on these two hotshots of the turquoise circuit. Their finals takes place Las Cruces, New Mexico. Month of October, it's one of the first in the Ram Circuit Finals rodeos. Now, I don't want to get too deep into this, but
don't.
If you're a circuit cowboy,
I
you
am.
Want to make it to your circuit finals beginning this October.
Yeah,
I'll tell
I
you
do.
Why after they run.
Oh, all right, yeah.
That's a little red rocket right there. See, here's the deal. Beginning in October of 2016, when the rodeo season comes to an end and the circuit final season begins,
yeah,
and continuing all the way through the Ram National Circuit Finals rodeo in April
Ram National
2017
Circuit Finals
and beyond, all that money in our circuit system, if you have aspirations of going on to the National Finals rodeo,
yeah,
all that money will count.
You bet.
Oh,
yeah. So that's a whole new opportunity to add maybe $30,000. Plus to your rodeo season at a couple of rodeos.
You're exactly right, Steve. And we're going to go to a pair of guys that are right here in the Prairie Circuit of Oklahoma. Tanner and Trevor Shoot, prior in Enola, Oklahoma. Here's a pair of guys right here. They're going to try to change what has happened so far in the team roping. Top 15 right now in the Prairie Circuit. Tanner is on
Praise.
The inside. He's going to be the guy to shape things up. Now, there's three legal head catches in our game, but team ropes slick around the horns, completely around the head, or a half head catch. Now, what our officials are going to be watching for is a figure eight around the horn. That's not good. That's illegal. They'll be out of there with no time. They're also watching for a crossfire.
Oh, yeah. I mean, can't have crossfire.
They have to allow that steer to turn and take that first initial jump before the heeler can let go of his rope and make that happen on the corner. But they're out okay, and they slings a long line out, and he's gone vicious. Gonna work. Watch this.
Oh, shit. They fucking shot the cow with a laser.
8.6 for the Shoup family of Oklahoma. 8-6. Ladies and gentlemen, Mississippi and Alabama are in the house.
Southeastern Circuit finalists. Top 50 in the PRCA right now, and we talk about the world standings. Bart Brunson out of Terry, Mississippi.
Not Ann Roper, Jeep Roper, Bart Brunson.
Very, very talented man we're about to watch, and he's very serious about this event here. Yes, healer. Counts on him as well.
Think of it this way in the team rope, but the header's the quarterback. He sets up the play.
Okay.
I've heard a lot of team ropers use that analogy.
Yes, yeah, tons of team ropers.
And then the healer moves in. He becomes the guy that
cleans
it up and finishes it up.
Okay. All right, so you got the whole Trinity represented? Or who's your DPS? You got a quarterback, a tank, a healer.
Circuit finalists. Now let's go. Long reach. Holy mackerel. He threw the bomb. There's a heel shot. Now, I want to change something we just said. Cole and Steve, is that really you? Yep. Cole Sherwood, Steve Sherwood, I think are the guys that just roped. So let's put them in the books. That's Arizona.
7-6.
7-6 is their time. 7-6 is their time.
7-6. Okay.
All right, now let's go back to Bart Brunson. Zach Mabry.
Okay, so that whole story we just told about the guys from the Southeastern Circuit in the block.
Here they are.
Yeah. By the way, the guys you just watched, they're having a pretty good weekend. One in the rodeo in Fort Smith,
they're having such a good weekend, it's not even the weekend and they're having a weekend.
Big tour stop there in Arkansas going on this year.
They've been fucked up since Tuesday.
You've never been to Fort Smith, I invite you to
Steve Sherwood's been fucking smoking cocaine behind the barn.
It takes about 45 minutes. We're back to
you know where the fuck he is. He just wants to fucking rope cows.
Things up on the backside, you betcha. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been tough on the team ropers tonight, but we're going to make something happy that's really nice. How about a 6-5?
Yeehaw!
Bow, wow, bitch, bow, 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 country music, and...
Come on! All right, let's take it to the last team. Boys, you got to be quicker than a 6.5 to get it done. This is Travis Warren, Mullen, Nebraska. This is Dustin Harris, O'Neill, Nebraska.
Corn Husker Cowboys.
Wait, are you allowed to say that, Kansas?
I think so.
Oh, okay, good. Just check.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
Have we saved the best for last tonight in the team open? We're going to find that out here in a little bit as well. Big thanks to our friends in the Kansas Financial Services. Also, our friends at Key, Fourth and Pomeroy Associates Incorporated. Key Feeds, one of our sponsors.
I can't tell if we're listening to fucking rodeo or a DDR tournament. Oh, God! I killed another one.
He used it all.
Yeah, he did. Oh, they broke the barrier.
Call the fucking cops. They incinerated that fucking steer with a laser pistol.
For our final team to run tonight. But it's an exciting night for a Mississippi Cowboy and an Alabama Cowboy. Bart Brunson and Zach Mabry. Ladies and gentlemen, have a round of applause for them. And a 6-5 at the team open.
Kansas Financial Services, KP, Santa Fe Carpet. They brought you the event. The Buckles, courtesy of Billy and Joyce Gans, Mark and Michelle Johnson. That's our story we're sticking to.
Rural Radio, Channel 147, exclusively on SiriusXM.
The Stanley Cup Final is on SiriusXM NHL Network Radio. The Pittsburgh Penguins and the San Jose Sharks face off for the most revered trophy in sports.
It's
and NHL Network Radio has all the action. Preview each game with insiders Pierre McGuire and Matthew Barnaby. It comes down to the stars. They're a better team. And after the game, they'll take you to the rink for the post-game press conference and analysis. The Stanley Cup Final. Home and away feeds on SiriusXM and on your phone with the SiriusXM app.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest...
Just shoot them with the laser gun.
In 134 countries, including the U.S., SOS Children's Villages provides vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. Children in crisis are counting on you. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
U.S. Farm Report with host Ty Morgan, commentator John Phipps, farm director Al Pell, and meteorologist Mike Hoffman.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. You can hear Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Sundays at 8 a.m. Eastern right here on World Radio Channel 147 on Sirius XM.
U.S. Farm Report. Trusted. Timely. Tradition. This is Rob Keck, host of Ask Pro Shops Outdoor World.
Can you say Ask Pro Shops?
We've got two outstanding guests, the Remington Outdoor Company's Director of Firearms Product Management, John Fink, and the Senior Vice President of Global Sales and Marketing, Rob McKenna. We're going to talk guns, ammunition, and
we're going to talk marketing.
200th anniversary of Bass Pro Shops Outdoor World, Saturday, 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern, on Rural Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 147, and on Sirius On Demand.
Rural Radio, Channel 147 on Sirius XM.
What is gone wrong with you tonight, Don? He's really a nice horse.
He's really pretty.
Yeah. He.
You got. Hey guys, we're back. You're on. Hey guys.
Camera angle.
Oh, is that it?
We are. Yeah. We are on the air.
Oh, come here. Easy. Here, give him a big smile. Come here.
What the?
Big smile. Big smile.
Smile for me, horsey baby.
Oh, look
fucking
at
sicko.
How about that?
One more big smile. Big. There we go.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. And now, if we can get him calmed down. Ooh. Okay, now do the downward facing horse. Ooh. Just like that.
How about that?
Wow.
What do you think, folks?
Yes, and, whoa, geez, a little power surge going on. A little power surge.
What the fuck are you doing? Pull your fucking pants up, you...
What's your problem?
Whoa.
What is wrong?
My shoe. You're coming to have my shoes. Big steel.
I think you're old enough to tie your own shoes, Keith.
All right. Okay, all right.
Bend over and tie your own shoes.
Whoa, now. Whoa. All right.
Okay.
All right. I need for one of y'all to come help me on.
You might not have figured this out yet, but...
We're on the air. This is illegal.
Oh, okay. I get him to maybe take a bow or something.
That'd be a good idea.
If we can get him calmed down. I don't know. Evidently, he must have got a hold of some alfalfa out of Colorado. Hey, people, don't laugh.
Yes!
Me a half a barrel of it, too.
Easy.
Whoa, okay. Hold on. Just take a bow here. Ow.
Ow.
Anybody want to buy a nice yellow horse if I was to find one?
There you go.
Calm down.
There you go.
Calm down. Oh.
Patience.
Okay. Patience. Be easy. Okay. Look, give me a bow. Okay.
No, seriously.
All right. You just about had it. Whoop. Hold it. What is going on with you?
He's just excited.
He's just excited?
Yeah.
He is.
Well, I will tell you, he will really be excited.
Uh-huh.
Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
When we're leaving town.
Yeah.
And he's tied to the outside of the trailer.
Oh, no.
You better not.
Now, Now, that would be exciting. That would be exciting. All right. Just hold on.
I feel like we're hearing a crime be committed.
Trust you.
A sex crime against a horse.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure this man is fucking or getting fucked by this horse.
One more time.
He's counting.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Hold on. One more time.
You're there.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Almost.
Almost there. Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, how about that, huh?
How about that? Wow.
Can you just act surprised anyway? Please. My goodness. Okay.
How many of you have children under the age of 5?
Jeez.
Cover their
eyes. Anybody want to trade? All right. Just,
wait. You would rather have a child under 5?
Listen, please. Dude, you got some bad breath going on.
Man.
I know what the deal is.
What is the deal?
They said sometimes you can pop the whoop and they will get up.
Really?
That's what they said.
Okay.
The only time I get him down, I really don't
want to. Yeah, I'm not sure why you want to get him up so quick.
Hold on. We're going to do this correctly.
He's dead. No, he's not.
I believe he is.
No, he's not.
You know, I've always said.
Yeah.
If you can't ride him out.
Yeah.
Drive him out.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, baby. Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, the only Palomino Harley Hog in the world.
Harley Hog. And not only, he comes with a lot of extras.
Like what, Keith?
Oh, yeah. Easy breezy. A left-hand turn signal.
Oh,
awesome.
I can't.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. Just chill out with me. All right. Come on, baby. I'll either get him up or pull his steps off his face.
What?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, what?
Can y'all work around him?
Yeah. Sure, the barrel racers won't mind him at all.
The what?
The barrel racers. They won't mind him at all.
They won't.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's next?
Butt busting and then barrel racing at the bull riding.
Women drivers, dude. Women drivers.
Attaboy.
All right, it's...
You're halfway there.
You're making progress.
Yes, you are.
Be careful.
Obviously, we have a situation.
Obviously.
At one point you won't go down, the next point you won't go up. Okay. All right.
I have an idea.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah?
Get back.
What? Keith.
What?
Whatever you're doing, it's not working.
Oh,
there you go.
I got it. All right. Okay. All right, Steve.
Yeah?
I want you to come and help me get on
him. I'm sorry. Hang on.
No.
That didn't take long.
No. No, okay. We're having so much fun watching what you're going through right now that...
Okay.
Just, there you go. Hand to the knees.
What? Send the cops to Bennington, Kansas.
Whoa. There.
Whoa.
Almost. Swing your right leg over. You made it.
Hold it. Jeez.
Oh. ladies and gentlemen. He might be singing soprano for a while.
Oh, no. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the only 45-minute horse act you will see tonight.
I don't want to... Oh, jeez.
Almost set up.
Whoa. Would you please? The pucker factor is pretty high right now.
I'm sorry, the what?
Jeez. Okay. All right, hold on. I know what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do?
All right. I want you to just pick up the whip.
Yeah. Oh,
come here.
Wait a minute. Are you talking to me or the horse?
The horse.
Oh, okay, good.
The horse, pick it up. Oh, come here. Would you please pick it up?
Pick up the whip.
East wheel. Pick it up.
Did he just say no? He did.
Pick it up. Pick it up.
Starting a ska band out there.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
Yes, come on this way. This way.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's cool.
That is. That is. Ladies and gentlemen, he's been from coast to coast and all around the world. Our PRCA Entertainer of the Year. How about one more time for Mr. Keith Isley?
Entertainer of the Year. He's been all around the world, has not been arrested yet.
CSXM's Town Hall event with Weird Al Yankovic.
I've lasted 30 plus years, which is longer than a lot of people I was making fun of in the early days.
It's Weird Al performing live in front of the studio audience of his biggest fans. Plus, we'll talk about his incredibly successful career, as well as the new nationwide tour.
I'll be taking questions and generally having a good time.
The Weird Al Town Hall, tomorrow, 2 p.m. East.
Exclusively on Raw Dog Comedy.
Sirius XM 99.
Yeah, we've heard.
Crashes, viruses, theft, news headlines? Nope. They're just some of the reasons why you need to back up your files with Carbonite. Data loss can happen at any time. And right now, Carbonite is offering up to 30% off any business or personal cloud backup plan. And as a SiriusXM listener, you'll also get 2 free bonus months when you use promo code RADIO. Go to Carbonite.com today. Now that's some news. When it comes to technology, anything can happen. So that's why it's crucial to protect your data, from spreadsheets and schedules to taxes and invoices, with a plan you can trust. Carbonite Cloud Backup was voted number one by PC Mag readers and is trusted by over 1.5 million
home and
small business customers for
scarred.
Automatic and secure backup. Join them at Carbonite.com and get up to 30% off any business or personal cloud backup plan, plus 2 free bonus months when you use promo code RADIO. Carbonite.com and the promo code RADIO.
Usually, owning a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses or sun readers is reward enough. They have that chill, kickback Hawaii vibe, and everything looks beautiful. But if you buy a pair of Maui Jims at readingglasses.com by July 1st, you could get that Maui Jim experience and a free trip to Hawaii.
I want that Maui Jim experience!
Yes, just buy any
pair
of Maui Jims at readingglasses.com by July 1st, and you could be on your way.
No purchase needed. See rules at readingglasses.com. Legal U.S. residents 18 or older only. N716.
Rural Radio Channel 147.
Chances to win at this year's rodeo, head over to the Ram Rodeo display right here on site and complete the official entry form for your chance to win a Ram Rodeo Series belt buckle crafted by Montana Silversmith. And Steve, new this year, you have the opportunity
to have sex with a horse, just like our friend.
$70,000 voucher.
Are you making that up?
I'm not.
Really?
It's a $70,000 voucher towards the purchase of a brand new Ram truck of your choice. So make sure you stop over by there. It only takes a minute. It's free and it's easy. While you're there, check out the award-winning Ram trucks that are on display from your friends at Ram Rodeo and Marshall Motor Company, your local Ram dealer.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Marshall Motor Company on the ride. Now, if you haven't had a chance to drop by their display, not only is your next Ram truck parked here at the Bennington, Kansas Rodeo Arena this weekend, but I mean, they got a couple of beautiful Jeeps. I'm not sure if that was a Charger or a Challenger I walked by walking in, but I'll tell you what, they are loaded up with your automotive needs, Marshall Motor Company. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as we bring that truck into the arena tonight, and Troy told you the story about everything that's involved in that Ram Rodeo sweepstakes. But I want to say thank you tonight to Ram Trucks, Ram Rodeo, and to Bob's Pawn Shop. They sponsored the buckle for the ladies of the Women's Professional Rodeo Association.
Since 1981, the Ram truck has been the official vehicle of professional rodeo. And in 2016, the 6.4-liter Hemi V8 and the coming 6.7-liter turbo diesel have the horsepower to be a part of the most powerful lineup of trucks and new engineering that adds up to one powerful, capable, and tough, heavy-duty truck.
Folks, here's what I know. I own 2 Ram trucks, combined mileage of almost 600,000 miles. But not only are you going to find durability, not only are you going to find comfort, but if you want to find economical operation in a truck, Ram Rodeo, proud to offer Ram trucks to Marshall Motors, the only half-ton turbo diesel on the planet. It gets you 28, 20 miles, maybe 30 miles a gallon going down the freeway. Whether you want a big old half-ton, or whether you want a big old one-ton, or whether you want an economical half-ton, we've got you covered. All right, I want to do a survey. I want to ask a question for all of our fans tonight. Y'all have been rooting all night long for a bunch of hairy-legged boys. Anybody in the mood to cheer for some cowgirls on a Thursday night?
Well, it is our Ram Rodeo Series barrel racing competition, and the stage is set for Weatherford, Oklahoma's Kimberly Miller. What a year this cowgirl's having. She won Claremore, Oklahoma last weekend. She's number 10 in the Prairie Circuit. And last year, Steve, she had a phenomenal Ram National Circuit Finals Rodeo. How much did she win?
$15,000.
In one week.
And that was with a late phone call. She got a call like a week before the rodeo and said, hey, we got room for one from the Prairie Circuit at the RNCFR. Are you in? Not only was she in, she lit up Kissimmee, Florida. Oh, let's go.
It's about time someone lit up Kissimmee, Florida.
She did not come from a rodeo family. She's done it all by herself. With a passion and a love for the sport, she's fastly becoming one of the greatest barrel racers in the world.
All right, to the finish line we go.
17.553 is where we're going to start.
All right, that's a good place to go. Let's see if we can make it a little quicker. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say hello to Kara Starwall from Laney, Oklahoma. She just got done placing at the rodeo Claremore. She's placing right now at the rodeo in Hugo, Oklahoma. And she just, look at this lady, here she comes. She's a horse trainer. I mean, she probably made $1 million worth of running, winning barrel horses in her life. Now, Kansas, what are you going to do to help her tonight? We're going to stop.
Now, this is a song I would expect to hear at a rodeo.
She's going to say, yeah, if I'd have turned the third, it'd have been a four. She popped a little wine on that third barrel and still is a 17.9. That's two in the books. Let's go to number three.
This next lady that we're going to introduce to you tonight is a legend to the sport of rodeo, a legend to the sport of barrel race. She qualified to go to Las Vegas in a top 15 qualification to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. She's been a Prairie Circuit champion and a qualifier to the Ram National Circuit Finals Rodeo. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about Arcadia, Nebraska's June Holman. She's 72 years old.
Don't tell her that. There's a school bus driver and a national finalist, and she's on her way.
Bo, 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 bo.
19-31, 1-9-3-1 for Jen Holman. All right, to Mullen, Nebraska, one more time. Lady studied journalism at the University of Wyoming.
There's no money to be made there, so she decided to become a rodeo racer.
About the value of a rope horse. Y'all want to buy one of these barrel racing horses tonight, you're probably starting at $100,000 and going from there. It's time for Nebraska talent. Let's go.
They are a high commodity to our ladies in the barrel race. Some of the most finely tuned, well-trained animal athletes.
This horse is working.
One
turn,
more.
Turn.
Come on. 18-2-23.
All right, so an 18-2, we're running at 17-5. Ladies and gentlemen, a cowgirl who is from Catoosa, Texas, intercollegiate finalist, this is Haley Kinzel. She rides a horse she calls TJ, this is a 12-year-old gelding. This lady will tell you she's 5 feet tall. This horse is pushing 16 hands.
She's going to make her second trip to the College National Finals Rodeo next week in Casper, Wyoming. And we're going to be hearing a lot more about this young lady, her career as a professional barrel racer. Haley Kinsel, Catoosa, Texas. Coming up the alleyway to get ready to make a run.
She just won a whole bunch of money on her other horse. over the Memorial Day weekend at one of the big jackpots in South Texas. Now watch her lift on that rein as she heads into that second barrel.
They say dynamite comes in small packages. I want you to help
As you saw
home.
In the last segment with that man and the horse.
And we're going to stop the clock this way at an 1846. 1846. All right, the Shoup family from Pryor, Oklahoma. Chelsea Shoup is one of the top 20 at the Prairie Circuit. Ladies and gentlemen, there were two team ropers from the Shoup family in this rodeo tonight. Now I got you one barrel racer. And if you look these people up and you spend a little time with them on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Pastor Roy's got to be...
Like all their photos at 4 in the morning.
Every Monday
totally
night,
normal thing to do.
Church services.
I don't know why they freaked out at me over it.
Hi, Chelsea. Oklahoma cowgirl.
Ram Rodeo Series Ladies Bell Racing Competition. Our local sponsor, Bob's Pawn Shop in Salina, Kansas. If you've never been there, I invite you to stop in, check out all the things at Bob's Pawn Shop.
If you've not been to this pawn shop, come to this pawn shop.
Right. They don't blast it from the back of that alleyway. In the barrel racing business, and I live in a family where we own way too many of them. You're trying to get to that first barrel so you can rein that horse down, spin on a dime, and turn. Oh, no. If you spill 55 gallons of Coors, that's a plus five on your run. Ladies and gentlemen, she's going to be out of money tonight. Let's try something. Everybody scream and help her home. Would you do that?
She'll stop the clock at an 18-2-0-0. We'll add 5-2 and it goes to a 23-2-0-0.
All right, now to the Badlands Circuit champion. I'm headed to South Dakota, Jana Grimesman. Grand National Circuit finalist, Badlands Circuit champion. This lady has trained some hot-running horses.
Yes, she does.
I think it's kind of fucked up, maybe, that they're playing Dude Looks Like a Lady during the women's barrel. I don't know. Is that just me? Is that kind of fucked up?
We'll get that pot up there a little higher tomorrow night.
Like, what the fuck?
You might be getting those 50-50 tickets out right after the barrel race. We'll announce that number.
All right, watch this South Dakota lady. You see how she comes in and kind of lines herself up in front of that bucking chute?
Well, they played it
they
twice.
They want the right spot coming into the first barrel, because that gets you in the right spot coming off of the first barrel. And that gets you in the right spot going into and around the second. Now, when you get to the third, go and put a weapon on it. Let's go.
I like it. 18-0-5-8.
Giant Jarrett.
Now we're talking.
There's another family we talked about.
Some rodeo hits. Time.
You met Ryan Jarrett tonight in our tie-down open and in the steer wrestling. There's his lovely wife. And Steve Bennett mentioned earlier about how busy he is during the rodeo, and he came right back after his steer wrestling run, climbed on his calf roping horse. Now he's got the video camera in his hand, and he's set to watch this lovely lady make her run. Cheyenne Jarrett, Comanche, Oklahoma.
We're going lefty. One left, two right. That'll work, too. Where's the body language? Oh, the horsewoman shit. She set that thick barrel back up. All right, Cheyenne Jarrett, come on, go for it.
$17,565.
Got to move her to number two. That's second. By the thinnest of margins, a $17,55 is when it first. And a $17,56 is when it's second right now.
One more.
Let's do it again.
Pollyanna,
Mount Vernon, Missouri.
Here's a show-me state cowgirl to round things out. The ladies' bell race tonight. Let's make it fast. We got a 17-5-5-3 with Emily Miller. That's where we started. Can we get faster? We're about to find out as she's coming up that alleyway to get set to make her run. Polly Emmett, Mount Vernon, Missouri.
All right, folks. Barrel racing horses develop some quirks in their life. She here? Nope, she's not here. Okay. I was about to explain why the horse was being a little shy back at the back, but the horse is being a little shy back at the back because the horse is in Missouri and we're in Kansas. It's very difficult to make a run at that point in your life.
She didn't bother show up.
Emily Miller, you are winning first on Thursday night. Ladies and gentlemen, if you like the ladies of barrel racing, give all the cowgirls a little hospitality.
Yes, please keep.
Once again, a big thing.
Cowgirls!
Host of Bass Pro Shops Outdoor World.
Please lean into that syllable.
We've got two outstanding guests.
In the shittiest way you possibly can.
Director of Firearms Product Management, John Fink, and the Senior Vice President of Global Sales and Marketing, Rob McKevin. We're going to talk guns, ammunition, and Remington's 200th anniversary on Bass Pro Shops Outdoor World, Saturday at 10 a.m.
You're talking about shooting fish?
Rural Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 147, and on Sirius On Demand. Friday in AgriTalk, we wrap up the week with a free-for-all. I'll be joined by Jim Wiesmeyer from Informa Economics, Jim Flory, host of Market Rally. We'll talk GMOs, trade, presidential politics, and more. Join the conversation on AgriTalk, 1 p.m. Central on Rural Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 147, or on the Sirius XM app. Are you ready to talk Angus? Join me, Doug Medlock, every Saturday morning for Angus Talk as I speak with industry leaders about the
latest
news in Angus business. Broadcasting every Saturday from beautiful St. Joseph, Missouri, Angus Talk keeps you up to date with what's going on in cattle country. Join us each Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central, right here on Rural Radio, exclusively on Sirius XM.
It's a jailbreak.
June is a great time on the farm, but there are so many agronomic questions. I'm Darren Hefty, and the next Ag PhD radio show, it's all about your questions. We're taking your calls and questions all throughout the show because it's Farmer Friday. That's all coming up on the next PhD radio show. Listen live each weekday on Rural Radio Sirius XM Channel 147 at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, or here at City Time on the Sirius XM.
Give it up for Farmer Friday!
You're
gonna get agronomic in this motherfucker!
Ladies and gentlemen, we will turn our attention to the award-winning professional rodeo clown who will come flying in to save somebody's life, Keith Isley.
No. What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna send that yellow horse in first.
No.
Would anybody be interested in purchasing that animal?
Yeah.
Damn. Not after what you did to it, you sick fuck.
This moment of Keith's life, the price is
no,
right.
No, maybe I should just save
Jacob
it from...
Jacob Smith, LaSalle, Colorado, in the hillbilly. Well, the Bennington State Bank brings you the bull riding. The Bennington State Bank bucking chute, and it's one up and one down, Keith.
Did you notice what I just noticed?
What did you just notice?
Bull rider comes out.
Yes.
The bull turns back.
Yes.
Throws him off. He gets up to his feet. And he starts to run. To the only gate open for the bull to go out of.
That's the wrong way. That's the wrong way.
Some things are self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Last year, Chris McCombs from Randolph, Oklahoma, won the bull riding here. He was 85 points. He's back to do it again in 2016. He's drawn the Big Al. The New Frontier Rodeo. Here's a four-time qualifier to the Prairie Circuit Finals. He's also qualified for the Ram National Circuit Finals Rodeo. This cowboy's hot. He's got a great bull. Jimmy Crother has raised some of the rankest bulls in professional.
Oh, this great's got a great bull. I thought he said he got a great bulge. I was like, this cowboy's hot. He's got a great bulge.
Ladies and gentlemen, by evidence of that simple fact, this bull that he's got has been ridden in 2 years and is going to stay that way. All right, fans, don't let him leave here empty-handed. Please, give him a little hand. That started Propane Central.
It's not easy.
It's not easy. That's an understatement. It's not easy.
All right, let's move up one.
All right, it's Shaver Show Cattle. Ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Green, Cheyenne, Wyoming.
I can't hear this part of this song without thinking about Revolution X.
The wall is in our thoughts, in our prayers. And he owns half of this bull. Him and Jimmy Crother are partners on this bull. Jimmy Crother has his production sale every spring in March. Slide against Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission. He sells a lot of half-interest bulls, and here's one of them. Dwayne Wall purchased this bull at this sale. He owns half of him, and Anthony Green out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, is going to try to make the 8 seconds.
All right, watch out, Keith. I'm not going to say this bull's got a bad attitude, but
what?
This bull and your yellow horse would be good friends right now. Okay?
Guess I'll just ease on over here.
Yeah, good idea. Let's go.
No, don't put your pants. Oh, God.
See ya.
Keith is insatiable.
Mr. Isley, we are 0-3 tonight.
Well, I just got to thinking. If the guy comes out and rides the bull for a lot of points.
Yeah.
At this point, any point will do.
That would work, yeah.
He would get a lot of money.
Yes, he would.
What does the bull get? Nothing.
Nah, I'm sorry.
The bull gets nothing. So I'm thinking that the people at Shaver Show Cattle, I'm sure they got some nice looking cows there. Don't you think they make a little bit of rubber? Come on.
All right, what an idea.
There's Rawhide Portable Corrals where we're going to go inside that bucket chute. And our man from Colby, Kansas, Dirty Dave Manus, has drawn Wall Street, New Frontier Rodeo, and Dwayne Wall.
You want to know the record on this bull?
What is it?
Ladies and gentlemen, you go back 5 years in the history of this bull. You know how many times you find this bull being ridden?
How many?
Once.
Wow.
Last year. From 2010 through 2014, nobody rode it.
Not gonna happen tonight either.
Wow. Look at it.
It's quite proud.
Man, that was a nice looking bull.
He was.
It looked a lot better laid beside a baked potato and a salad.
Not where I thought you were going with that one. You sick fuck.
I think we ought to get the fans involved in all this stuff. Maybe a little, I don't know, what do you want to do? You want to have them clap their hands? You want to have them sing a little? What do you want them to do?
Just let them sit there and fucking drink away their sorrows, you fucking peace, you assholes.
Cody Hess, Mr. Cowboy, Beaver, Oklahoma, and Dirty Business.
That didn't work.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
What?
Tell you what we do.
What do we do?
Jed, I know you got some music up there. We are going to have, this is the smallest crowd we got.
Right.
Thursday night.
Yeah. Yep.
Versus Friday and Saturday. We're going to see how much rhythm they got, if they can sing along.
Okay.
With any kind of words they song. Whenever you hear your part, come in with it. All right, Jed.
All right. Oh, here you go.
Touching me. Everybody,
open your voices. Oh, yeah, they made that. Tyler Hespin, Beaver, Oklahoma. Oh!
I'll tell you what, folks, he scrambled right there. He scrambled right there. That Shaver Show Cattle, the bucking chute. That's Tyler Hespin from Oklahoma. Somebody give him a little bit of that manpower one time, would you please?
That bull they call Leatherface was a bad dad. Breaking down what an amazing athlete Tyler Hespin is, and he made short work of him. That's a tough bull. Let's go to Colorado. Cody Pierce. Petersburg, Colorado, and Freckles.
Freckles.
Yeah.
Is there anyone here from the state of Colorado?
Anybody from Colorado?
I was in Colorado like 3 weeks ago.
You were?
And I did find out one thing.
What's that?
secondhand smoke really ain't that bad.
I was seriously afraid to ask you where that was going, but I had an idea.
But I didn't inhale.
Attaboy.
Attaboy. All right, let's go, cut it here.
Good stuff! Your material is top fucking notch!
I came to Motorhead tonight, both won.
He's number four in the Mountain State Circuit, but tonight it's going to be no money.
Hold it.
What's wrong, Keith?
Jared has been playing music for every event here.
Yeah.
Everything. I want to see how quick he can be.
Okay.
I'm going to call out a type of music, and I want you to play it. Since you're so fast with your little mouth sometimes. First of all, this is going to be kind of easy. That was good. The baby crying. I like that. Good choice. Good choice. Sound like a dirty diaper stage.
No.
All right, rock and roll. That's rock and roll. That was good. The next one will be fairly easy. Country. That's okay.
That's good.
Then we're going to get into a little tougher
situation. Okay.
Polka.
What?
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
I think he's doing great.
Try this one.
Mr. Bright Light.
Motown Gone Bluegrass.
What?
Mother. Talking about mother.
There you go. You asked for it.
Okay. Eric, you've been playing music for everybody. I want you to come up with a song right now. Just
you got
for
Young
me.
Thug up there.
Every
come on. Shit.
Hear that song, they will think about me.
Okay.
Lay something down from the bass gong. I heard Frank Ocean's got something coming out tomorrow. You got it already?
Uh-huh. Don't laugh, people. I know where you live. So,
what?
Every time I hear I Ain't As Good As I Once Was, I'm supposed to think of Keith.
No, the man from Pennsylvania.
Oh, good. Okay.
Cornell Curtis.
No!
He's hitting on all eight cylinders. These guys are just entertainers, you know? They just, they know how to entertain people. You put them in front of a crowd, the crowd's going to leave smiling.
Holy cow, that's one of the rankest bulls in professional rodeo, and we've been cheering for cowboys. How about it for our stock contractor, New Frontier Rodeo?
Cordell Curtis, sorry, cowboy. Monta Vista, Colorado came down.
Hey.
What?
Weed.
Troy, Steve.
Yeah.
I got something I need to point out to you.
What's that?
Top row. This man in the brown t-shirt. Would you please stand up? Just stand up.
Okay.
You see that man's face right there?
You see that?
Does that not make you want to go buy a duck call?
It really does.
I've had a son urge to get one ever since I seen it. I don't know why.
Cody Savage, Greeley, Colorado.
Now, this might be one of the most rideable bulls in the pen. This is Gangsters and Guns. Been in the high 70s twice the last three times to buck this bull. Keep your eyes on Rawhide Portable Corrals. Cody Savage, come out! Come out!
Yes!
I'm sorry, can somebody just say that might be one of the most rideable bulls in Japan?
No.
I could have sworn I heard somebody.
Good call.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cody Savage just broke the ice. Go crazy.
Fuck yes.
We're going to go down to our Wrangler Pro officials on the arena floor. Chris. Thank you.
75 points of the ride for Cody Savage, 7-5.
The Venga Boys awesome. Crystal Method, it does sound right, like an iPod I might have owned at one point.
See that right there? That reminds me of one thing.
What?
Having sex with a horse.
What?
Everything reminds you of that, Keith, you knucklehead. All right. Next rider.
Well, I mean, they're taking the bull to the pen. I'm too close. The rope is longer than I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking.
My advice to you is go left.
Go left.
Go left. Right takes you toward the bull. Go left.
Three guys, two ropes on the bull. I guess you already know that you didn't catch nothing.
Yeah.
I have to keep my eye on him,
man. You know,
Rex is not too late. He's right behind you in the red hat.
No, I'm not. No, surely you wouldn't rope my man wearing makeup working on the weekends.
Dakota Cater, Spearman, Texas, has drawn the dark night as we go down inside the Bennington State Bank bucket chute. We've ridden one. Let's make it another.
Wow. And we probably haven't bragged near enough about him tonight. But that bull came back in that little spin, and when he came back around, Dakota Cater was right in front of him. And two bullfighters just did a great job of getting him out of some trouble. Would you pay off our bullfighters with a little bit of that manpower tonight?
Awesome.
What?
Awesome. Judd Napier, Wade Coots, thank you guys. Elk City, Oklahoma. It's the home of Nate Perry as we're down inside the Propane Central Bucket Shoes. He's drawn a bull tonight that's been featured at the PBR Belfort Tough Tour Stops. They call him Spitball. This old black bull will get as high as the top of the bucket chutes when he nods. And this man's going to try to ride him. Nate Perry, CBR Finals Tough Hedeman. Since Gene's CBR Finals. Prairie Circuit finalist as well. This man's going to try to ride one of the rankest bulls in pro rodeo, getting ready. And Bennington, Kansas, we're going to help him do it, aren't we? Come on! Get it!
Wow.
Well, T, you were right about the height of that bull.
He's a bad boy.
That's a bad cat. All right, so Keith Isley, one man's getting all the money right now, 75 points.
One man's getting all the money.
All the money.
Is that guy, is he married?
I don't think so.
Good. Maybe he'll get to keep it.
Good.
How many people here is married? How many people here is single? Single people are a lot happier than married.
I heard that.
Fuck. Well, I think they'll be going all weekend, so I guess that means tomorrow we could potentially get a little more rodeo in. That's Thursday. See you in the morning.